Clear the screen, shift the scene. You're the writer of this dream. Let go of fear, let go of doubt. Stop playing the version that pulls you out. Clear the screen, clear the noise. Choose again, you've got the choice. The story changes when you see. Anxiety came to set you free.
Welcome back to another episode of the Clear the Screen podcast. I am Melissa Dealey.
And I am Billy Adme, and this is where anxiety ends and abundance begins. We are super excited to have one of our beautiful graduates from our program, Kim Lackey, here as our guest. We're so excited to have you here today, Kim.
So wonderful to be here. So thank you for asking, and yeah, I look forward to our conversation.
And I just want to introduce you to the audience, Kim. Kim Lackey is the founder of Sovereign Path Alchemy, where she shares her work supporting women who have spent years holding everything together, yet find themselves feeling overwhelmed, disconnected, or quietly questioning the life they've built. After a 26-year career as a sergeant, or federal law enforcement officer, serving in some of Canada's most remote communities, Kim understands the reality of leadership, responsibility, and pushing through when there is no other option. And recently, Kim has opened into her deeper soul-led journey, one that has invited her to slow down from that busy career, listen inward, and reconnect with a more intuitive and grounded way of being. Now certified as a master practitioner in NLP, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy, Kim brings together her lived experience, inner work, and evolving spiritual perspective to create space for honest reflection, deeper awareness, and meaningful change for her clients and community members. And that skips over, Kim, also you raising triplets, all while having that career. Huh. So let's just dive in and talk about where you came from to where you are now, because we know that journey has taken you from a place of victim island for a time, and now you are enjoying life in Solution City, and you've learned so much along the way.
So much along the way. I really resonate with the title of today, which is Where Anxiety Begins and Ends and Abundance Begins, because that's certainly encapsulates the 30 plus years of me living on victim island, you know, running around that island for so many years, to really starting to embrace the abundance that is coming because of the work that I've done and the work that I've been able to learn from you, from Amplify Impact Academy, and just the overall change in my perspective in my life. And so, yeah, I'm just happy to be able to share it today. At least a little bit.
So, yeah, I mean, Kim, I love that, you know, me being also, you know, from the law enforcement background, you know, we see so many people living on the victim island, and, you know, we don't even realize that we're there until we're off of it. So could you share a little bit about what your life was like on victim island and now, like, where, like, you know, I know we don't have time to talk about everything that's gotten you here, but what was, like, some of the major, you know, standouts from that journey that led you over here now to live on Solution City?
So, yeah, to really, you know, tailor this down, because we only have a short time. Like every woman that wants to go and live a big, beautiful life, that's led me into getting into law enforcement, and really enjoying my career. I enjoyed my time up north, policing up there. It was really integrating with the community. That was later in life. So I got in my 30s. By the time I was 36, I'm like, what does the family life look like for us? And so we did infertility. We were blessed with three all at once. They just turned 20. And so in that kind of wanting to have a family and then instantly having a major shift in how that looked with my career, we actually had to move cities. So we moved from Yellowknife to Ottawa. It was very isolating. I didn't have a lot of support. We didn't have family. It really came a lot from the deeper down, pushing through when you needed to. And from that brought a lot of depression and anxiety and uncertainty and fear. So as time went on, it was more of a, as we do in policing, we're reactionary, you know, very atypical person where that I make things happen. And that was just how I lived through life. And that's how I helped with my family and my career. However, that leads to burnout. And so what I was doing was cycling that drain of burnout, reflection, try some new strategies, go back at it again. And it wasn't until 2020 when we were all really, our lives had stopped. It got really, really small that I realized I was starting to circle that drain again and decided that I needed to make new decisions that really put me first, because if I couldn't manage myself and the way I was feeling, then it certainly was going to reflect in our family, especially if we were all living in the same house.
And so
So it was really that day. I remember it because I recorded myself. It was significant enough that I knew I was making a very determined decision in my internal being that something had to change, whatever that was, but it was going to be a significant adjustment to how things had been. Through that, I got into real estate investing. It was something that I got interested in. I got into an education program and I just sopped it up. I was like a freaking sponge. I had been so dry for so long in my own expansion. And through that, we learned a bit more about business, about mindset in business, being an entrepreneur, personal development, and what that looked like. And yet I still felt that there was something deeper that needed to come out. I had met Billy on a Zoom call when I was helping my mom in Vancouver and was wanting some community around me. And so her and I chatted. Whatever we chatted about kind of went over my head. And I said, okay, nice. You know, it was nice to meet you in Quebec. Fast forward another year, and I was starting to understand that there was decisions I was making that were really easy and other decisions that were tough. And I was really hitting this wall. And so I was diving into like Dr. Joe Dispenza and what the brain and body mind component of that. And that brought me back to thinking about Billy. And then that's when I met Melissa to ask more questions. I was thinking of it more for how could you help me, not realizing how I could help myself to help others. So that's when I got into the Master Prac program and started to have some different tools to be able to use to help me through some of the challenges that life still brings that we still have to deal with. However, it's a different space. That box isn't so confining anymore. I'm not restricted into that way of thinking. And as I do this work, I'm beginning to find it a lot easier to kind of turn that dial and to have more abundance, because I am starting to see through that awareness piece more opportunities that I didn't even think were possible. I've got more confidence in what the future looks like, even if it is uncertain, have more belief in myself. And I can see that that is resonating with my family and just the overall, my small world, but in actuality, the global world's impact. And so, yeah.
Oh, that's so beautiful. We can feel the passion through your voice, words. And I mean, there was so much that you said there. Something that just stuck out for me was, you know, you thought you came into this thinking like, what can I get? And I love how you've expanded that to how can I serve others? And, you know, at the core, and you know, I was talking about this a lot this week, was when you are certain you're not operating from a place of trauma, you make decisions from a different place, right? It's not a place of survival anymore. Now it's from a place of thrival. So I would love to hear, because I mean, there was so much that you just said there that like your family feels it. Right? What are the massive shifts that you have felt in yourself where now, as you said, like the box doesn't feel so small, right? Like we're not on an island anymore. Now we're in this big, beautiful city. Right. We always think that there's, you know, there's amusement parks and the restaurants are so great and these personal power stores. Like what are the main things that for you, or is it one thing that you know, like it's such a different perspective. Like your model of the world is so different now with now that you know how your mind works, you know how the capacity that you carry within yourself, like how do you operate differently?
So capacity is one, by allowing myself to get out of that box, to get out of that mindset of constriction and not having opportunities or options, my capacity to be able to even just have clarity of mind to make clear decisions based on what it is that I want to accomplish. It's not just making a decision for the here and now and move on to the next thing. So in that way, I'm able to help my kids make decisions on their own personal path, where had it been before, it was anything that was outside of the norm, I would throw my hands up and literally scream at the world. You know, and talk about road rage. That was me. It's like one more thing. I can't, like, I just didn't have the capacity to deal with that because it was another energy drain. Now I have more energy to be able to pour in myself and thus be able to hold capacity for somebody else. And I think that is where that service comes in, is that because I'm able to do it for myself, I know others can do it too. So be able to hold capacity for them to be able to figure that out for themselves and to be a mirror for them to know that this is a potential for them to live a more fulfilled, easier, slightly easier lifestyle, because we're not reacting to what the world is presenting to us. And right now the world's presenting a lot of hurt and struggle and uncertainty.
And Kim, through all of that, which is so incredible, just to have the capacity to be able to support yourself and then others, right? It's so often as women in society, we're just taught, you know, look after everybody else first. And, you know, if there's any capacity left over, do something for yourself at the end. And that's how we get into that circling the burnout drain, as you were talking about before. And now you've created that capacity through looking after yourself first, through doing this work, the inner work, using the tools in order to now be able to have the capacity for others and to be in this place of service for others and with energy to do that. And there's a piece that I want to come back to in your story that didn't get mentioned, and that was also your healing journey.
Yes.
And how you approach that healing journey and how this work has also supported that, that I would love for you to talk about as well.
Yeah. So in that, I call it the dark ages, I was dealing with a lot of stress, a lot of emotion that I couldn't express, whether it was from the job itself or just having to deal with three babies all at once and not having support, really feeling that victimology. I started to hold a lot of that in my body. So I did used to exercise a lot. No, it was part of the job. However, I got injured to the point where I had to have reconstructive surgery of my hip. I had hip dysplasia, my hip out. It got to the point where I couldn't walk. So I had surgery, but that started this whole other cycle of not being able to do the things I want. I started to have some back issues, neck issues, to the point that I couldn't even turn my neck. And I put it down to not being able to express exactly how I felt. I didn't feel safe enough to do that. And so I was holding a lot of it in my body, and I didn't know it at the time. It was through doing this work on myself that I was starting to realize that there was a big component of how I was thinking to how my body was showing up and what that was doing to myself. But I didn't have the understanding to know how significant that was until I had clarity of mind to say, after looking after my mom for a month when she was ill, that I couldn't go back to my job. I couldn't do that style of job. I couldn't go into that environment again. It was literally killing me, is what I felt. So I decided to retire. And enough time in, I had a vision of what I wanted to do for a business. And so talking with the family, you know, that was the decision that was made. And within 3 months of me leaving my job, I had no more chronic pain. I was living with chronic daily pain. I was doing all the things that I thought was right, listening to the doctors, doing my therapies and treatments, and really thought I was going to have a different type of retirement life. And I just remember one day going, I'm not in as much pain. Like, I haven't taken my medications. I literally have been able to wean off a good 80% of the medications that I'm on, was on. And not having that daily pain really made me realize how much of that mindset and the job and the just the environment I was in was holding in my body. And so now part of my process is integrating the body, mind, spirit. I actually got a tattoo with my emblem. It's right here, right? Of the circle of life, the circle of the wheel of the year, circle of womanhood, but with the triangle intertwined, which is the mind, body, spirit that I teach. And then through the program of my job, or my new job, by helping others, it's unearthing what is lying beneath the surface to alchemizing that with TL, our timeline therapy and hypnotherapy and neurolinguistic programmings, a lot of the other modalities that we can use for regulating our nervous system, and then being able to embody that into our life. Because we can have all the knowledge, but until we take actionary steps to implement it into our life, we're not going to see the full change that we're hoping to have.
And I love that, Kim. And so many people don't realize that we have the four bodies, and that when we have something going on in our physical body, there's this belief we have to just heal the physical body. And that wasn't working for you until you got to this place where you quit your job, and then you were able to get out of the stress and start to heal your emotional body, heal your mental body through this work using timeline therapy. And in the process, becoming into alignment with your soul's mission, which is healing the spiritual body as well. So kudos to you for all the work that you have done and where you are now sitting in Solution City, serving others and being the happiest, healthiest that you've been in your life, because now your soul is in alignment with your mission. And everything else you did before this to get to this point, you also now recognize happened for you to get you.
Oh, yes.
It all served a purpose.
Yes. Yeah, very much so. And that's one of the things that I like about timeline therapy is when we do go back and visit, that I can take those learnings and really understand myself at a deeper level so that I can bring those into where I am now to be able to support me as I move through this part of my journey.
That's beautiful. So as you just recount that whole journey, was there one moment or one particular breakthrough defining moment where you truly felt your identity shift or something just clicked at the level of your unconscious mind?
I couldn't say. It's not definitive what it was back in 2020, but it's definitely been, I think, last year when I left my job, when my kids were, two of them were off in college, when I really got to sit with myself and plan out what this new life is going to look like. And really so grateful that I could do that. Not many people get to do that. So I think just being able to have that space, whether that was, you know, a space of a week or a month, I could probably say at this point, but just being able to have that gift to be able to sit and say, okay, what does this look like for me? And how is this going to look going forward? And that has been expanding over time. So yeah, just being able to have that clarity of mind to know that what I was working on was structured out of something that I was fulfilling to me. And then that way I could build a, basically building my foundation to expand into whatever the future holds.
Yeah, it feels like a rebirth, doesn't it? It's, mm-hmm. You know, I felt that as well, that, you know, I recently retired from policing as well. And even though my heart had retired from it a lot longer than, you know, I physically retired from it.
Yes.
And now it feels like, you know, we almost have to have gratitude for the version that we were when, you know, and I'm a single mom. So I felt like, you know, I totally feel you on, you don't have a lot of support. And yet, you know, what you kind of were talking about at the beginning was this phrase that I remember hearing, that you never really understand what strength is until that's your only option, right? And as cops, like we're just like, just suck it up, buttercup. You got to just keep going, right? And I know how, like, now it's morphed to, now you understand that you have to really serve yourself first, right? It's that whole concept of put your mask on first. And so now that, you know, you're part of this world, or this work that we do, this, we call it the great work, right? Capital G, capital W. And really, we are all connected, and we are all here to help serve humanity and uplift humanity. What does now amplify impact mean to you, Kim? Because now it's almost like you're starting this next, I don't even want to say next chapter. It's like the next book, right? You've completed that book. Now we're starting a whole new book now. And so what does the amplify impact mean to you in this next level of your life?
Is doing exactly what we're doing, is sharing the story, is sharing the change, the hope that there is a better and a different way to live, that we don't have to follow like the sheep. You know, like we have a light inside us. And once we can start to flame that, then it just allows us to be a beacon for everybody else. And I think it is a shame if we hold that to ourselves or just a small community. You know, as scary as it is to share, you know, very vulnerable things about ourselves, I think we have a duty to do that if we want to see the change in the world. And within, and the world, I'm talking like our own immediate world, if you want a more expansive version, the world as a whole. However, I think by lighting ourselves, we can light others, and then it just grows. Kind of like that old shampoo commercial of Head and Shoulders, told two friends who told two friends who told two friends.
I'm dating myself. Start the wave, right? We talk about that. One little ripple effect. You plant the seed that I just, like, you know, you mentioned I planted the seed a year before you actually decided. Because, it, you know, it, the one that when you're ready to now move forward, that's when you'll be, you know, the resources will come, right? And so that's exactly what happened with you. And I love that, that now you see that, you know, we are all connected, and that it is a shame when we hold that light back, you know, because everybody, you know, so we say this all the time, is that everybody's got a mission in the world, right? And when do you find that mission? And how do you know where you're on mission is when your soul is being lit up. And we can see that in you, Kim, like, you know, color in your face, and the passion that comes behind your words is just, is so beautiful to watch. I just want to say congratulations. Yeah. You know, I have a, you know, little beautiful connection with you, being like, we did it, Kim, we got through the policing world, and we did it, you know, because there's so many that don't make it, or they
oh my gosh, yeah, that,
right? And they, whether they let it get to them emotionally or spiritually, a lot of them let it get to them physically, right? And you even come through that, where now you realize that it was because of that environment that it was holding in your body, right? We teach this, that like that's how the our unconscious mind and our higher selves gets attention, right, in our body, because then we can't ignore it anymore. And that's what, all that you've shared today, Kim, I'm so proud of you, and just I'm excited that you have now found your light, and now, you know, we have sparked one more match in the world, and now you can go spark more candles in the world as well.
So let's talk about how you spark more candles in the world, and I would love for you to share how you are now serving others through your business, and as well how people can get hold of you if they would like to work with you, as well as if you have a gift for the audience, you are more than welcome to share that as well.
Yes. Yeah, so I have a business. It's called Sovereign Path Alchemy. And because it really is a path and I'm walking it with you. So I call myself a guide and an alchemist, because I take all of these modalities that I've learned through the master pack, and then also the ones that help with the body. So whether that's tapping or breathing or whatever feels good for the client. So I do one-on-one private sessions. We do breakthroughs or mini breakthroughs, whatever is their capacity. And the other thing that I'm doing is just podcasts and sharing. I'm really into that. So if you want to talk business world, into the marketing, throwing myself, my journey, and being able to allow others to see that. I'm working on a book with you guys, putting my chapter together. I've just been offered to do some articles with the magazine. And so there's so many other opportunities. It's, you know, picking and choosing can be a little tough. And so I have to, you know, kind of keep working on myself to have the energy to do all that. And I'm looking at some point, I don't know if it'll be this year, but really wanting to expand it into a membership where people can come and we can grow together in collaboration and allowing people to have space to start to build some of these practices into their life, because I think that is the component. We can have all the certifications, all the training, all the knowledge, but until we start supporting others in what that looks like in life and how that can change, that's the portion that I really feel called to do. So you can reach me on Instagram at Kim Lackey. I do have a Facebook page with the same name, or LinkedIn, and then it's sovereignpathalchemy.com is the website.
Love all of that, and especially your being called to help others implement these tools in their lives, because this isn't taught at school. None of it is difficult. However, it's all new because it isn't taught through, you know, our mainstream societal channels. And so you getting out there and sharing it broadly the way that you are, and then creating membership opportunities for people to come and learn the tools, practice the tools, embody the tools. Because to your point, that's what's so important. Otherwise, it's just shelf development. You know, read the book, put it on the shelf, don't do anything. And guess what? Get no change in your life. And so I love that you're creating the space for people to be able to embody this work and be part of community. So that's the other piece. We're not supposed to do this alone. Which goes all the way back to the very beginning when you were talking about, you know, having three little ones at home and feeling so isolated because you just moved to a new city and you didn't have a support network. It, you know, the strength to do that is astronomical. I have two children and they came one at a time. I can't imagine what it would take to raise three little ones at once without any support. And you did it. And it was all part of your journey. And yes, celebrating that they're 20-year-olds now. And all of that learning you can take. And then the additional learning you've focused on in the last couple of years, working on yourself and sharing that with others, that is just such a gift that you have to share.
And I want to say thank you, Kim, because, you know, I love seeing your raw vulnerability. Right. And I know as cops, speaking from that world, we're trained not to show vulnerability because we're trained not to show weakness at all. No, it takes me back to Brene Brown, right? Like that vulnerability is one of the most courageous acts you can portray in the world. And what just comes, you know, because it is, it's a real like identity shift from going from being the, like, you mentioned the A type, like I got to be powerful. Like, you know, I'm 5'2". So I had to carry this really big persona around with me as a police officer because I wasn't the tall, you know, muscular man, that it's a whole different world of policing for them. Whereas now, like, you know, we can tap back into that feminine, that nurturing, that, you know, I can still be strong and I don't have to, you know, show like toughness, right? I can be strong through my vulnerability and I can be strong through sharing my struggles, because that's what inspires people and gives them the possibilities that, wow, if she could do it, like if Kim could raise three little human beings at the same time with no support and being a cop and now doing all this stuff. And as people ask me all the time, how do you do it? Like, because when you're
really
not, when you're living your soul's mission, the resources come, your energy comes, as you said, as long as you keep doing the work. And we love that you are doing that. You are so active and you show up every month for yourself to do your timeline cleanups. And it really makes a difference. So I just want to say congratulations, Kim, because we see when you show up for yourself, you can show up more for the world. So, you know, we can hope that you've got there and now you're continuing.
Thank you.
Right. So congratulations.
Yeah.
Really proud of you.
Yeah. And I love the work that you ladies are doing. You inspire me as well. Just being able to work with you on some projects. This is me giving back. So yeah, thank you for those opportunities.
Absolutely.
You are most welcome. As we always say, that there's no point having the training academy if people go through and then just, you know, put the certificate on a shelf and do nothing, right? So exactly. It's there behind you. You're doing the work. It brings us just pure joy to see our graduates out there doing the work, because that is what we believe to be our success is when we see your success. So yes, we absolutely love seeing you do the work. And as we wrap this episode, Kim, I would just love to ask if you have any last words of wisdom that you would like to share with the audience today.
I think it is just giving yourself some grace. This world is not easy. However, if you're watching this or any other podcast, this is your invitation to maybe get curious about what it's all about. And, you know, I'm an open book conversation. I do have clarity sessions. They're 30 minutes. They're free. If you would just want to come and chat and talk a bit more, I'm open for that. I also have a quiz. I didn't mention that earlier, but it's a protective patterns quiz. And it's really just to be able to help you kind of take your strengths that you've been dealing with, whether that's people pleasing or doing all the things, to really start to change that into your strength rather than a weakness, because it isn't a weakness. It's just the story that we've been telling ourselves or that we've been told over our lifetime, to really see the uniqueness in it, the way that you can start to look at yourself differently in this world. And so I'm offering that as well. But really just to give yourself grace and know that you can make changes through the awareness that you get just by being curious.
And you're such a beautiful example of having done that for yourself, Kim. So I will have all of those links in the show notes of how people can get hold of you. And yes, to the listeners, if you're listening to this and any part of Kim's story resonates with you, if there's just a tiny little inkling in you saying, is there something more? We highly recommend that you reach out to Kim and book that clarity call with her. Because guess what? There is, and she will be able to help you navigate that path and have you step into a version of yourself that you don't even know is possible as you listen here today. So thank you so much for being on the show, Kim. It's amazing to have you here. And thank you to our audience for tuning in each and every week to learn more about your mind and the power that you hold within, and tapping into that place where anxiety ends and abundance begins. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Clear the Screen Show. If you love what you heard, take a screenshot, post it on social media, and tag us, because we would love to celebrate you.
And if you want to go deeper, scan the QR code, check out our Light Circle membership. This is a community where it's going to serve you and uplift you and empower you, because when you end your anxiety, that's where your abundance begins. And when you can amplify you, then you can impact others.